John, final question in terms of practical choice of using cetuximab versus panitumumab. Of course, there's always gaps in clinical research information available. How much of an issue do you think to the oncologist's practice, the oncology nursing practice, is the allergic reaction? And how important do you think clinically it's going to be to have that much less with panitumumab?
Well, every time I say in a meeting like this that I haven't seen a reaction in a while, I go home to find a reaction. So I'm not going to say it today. But they do happen. And it does require watching patients really every cycle. It's not one of those things that goes away with continued therapy. So I think that is an advantage to the panitumumab product. But it has to maintain its clinical efficacy. And we don't have the same kind of data sets with that drug yet that we do with Erbitux. So toxicity is one issue. The other side is payment. I mean, how strict are people being right now with giving agents outside of the strict indication and concern for reimbursement? And, you know, I think you've got to respect that and play those cards in your own practice the way you're comfortable playing them.